AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Police say a man lost his life last night when he was hit by an SUV as he was crossing a street in Jacksonville. It happened around 9:15 on 103rd. Authorities were able to get the 68-year-old to the hospital, where he passed. Out of 1,300 cases, 35 people in Duval County have now died as a result of the coronavirus. In St. John's County, there have been 232 cases. Clay's had 320 and Nassau's had 66. Statewide, there are over 46,000 infections with nearly 2,000 deaths. Mayor Lenny Curry held his first non-virtual in-person news conference in weeks last night outside a restaurant on Hendricks Avenue in Jacksonville. He said that some city employees will return to work this week and that by June the 1st, most government offices should reopen. Police say everyone on the boat got to safety before fire engulfed its deck. No word on how that fire started. This was yesterday morning on the Jolly River. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
No better way to start off the top of the hour than with a ladder in the center lane. Watch out for it on 95 southbound right at Butler. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny today. The high reaches 92. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 69. Right now, 73 degrees. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The NFL has a new diversity proposal. It would give draft advantages to teams who hire more minority coaches. Jacksonville City offices will reopen by June 1st. And U.S. Attorney General William Barr said the Department of Justice's review of the 2016 Russia investigation is unlikely to yield a criminal investigation of former President Barack Obama or former Vice President Joe Biden.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, it is hour number three of the morning show. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, broadcasting live as we do every morning. Don't forget the podcast comes up next at WBOB.com. Click on the Ed Dean Extra, and we've got a lot of news, and we're going to kick it off right now, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's continue on. Folks, listen to this. So I want to get to the Bill Barr about not investigating that of Barack H. Obama and that of former President Joe Biden. But a new move with the NFL under a new proposal that hires non-white general managers, according to the NFL's minority proposal out there, that if you will hire black managers and they will stick around, and by the way, women as well, all of those that are not considered Caucasian or white but considered minorities, you will get a further advantage when it comes to the NFL draft. Here's ESPN.
A team that hires a minority head coach would move up six spots in the third round of the draft prior to that coach's second season. Team would move up 10 spots in the third round for hiring a person of color as its GM. And if the head coach and GM positions are filled with a minority candidate in the same year, a team could actually move from the top of the third round to the middle of the second round. And more draft incentives would be available for teams that do not fire the head coach or GM within his first two seasons.
I mean, so they would pretty much, it's almost saying that if you keep these coaches around, we'll give you more of a much better advantage when it comes to the NFL draft. Under the proposed plan, again, if you hire non-white general managers, coaches, or assistant coaches, you'll get to move up several positions in the third round of the draft and receive an extra pick. In fact, if a team hires a non-white, now folks, I'm not making this up. They break it down. If you hire a non-white general manager, you will even fare better. That means you'll get to move up 10 spots in the third round of the draft before that executive second season with the team. Quarterbacks, coach. All right. We've got certain levels here. Here we go, Raj.
All right.
You will receive an extra draft pick if that coach remains with the team more than one season. Oh, even gets better. There are called tangible incentives, would apply to any team that hires a woman for a leading role in the coaching or position in the player personnel department. Each team receives an extra draft pick if one of its minority assistant coaches is hired by another team as a coordinator and or a general manager.
I want to say, attaboy to the league, the people in the league offices and around the league.
This is the host of Pardon the Interruption, co-host Michael Wilbon. He says it's about time they came up with this move.
Who look at the situation and go, this is awful. We've got to do something. So how pathetic is the NFL? This is sad, Tone, that they would have to incentivize it in such an obvious way that they can't pull themselves together and simply interview and hire qualified black people. Are you serious? What is this, 1947?
But then former NFL player who is now an ESPN analyst during the football season, Louis Riddick, he comes out and says, well, wait a second. You mean to tell me that you're going to hire me, which could be fine based on my skin color, but the bottom line is you're not hiring me based on my ability. You're hiring me pretty much more because I'm not white.
What this boils down to is the fact that, look, the diversity committee is doing all they can do to try and get owners to move on hiring more minorities and people of color. Obviously, they understand it's a problem. They're trying to do everything they can in order to correct that problem. But in effect, what this new proposal does, it's not just about your competency. It's not about that. It's really about whether or not there's something else that would make us move on this kind of situation. And quite honestly, that is something that's insulting. It's very insulting.
And as he points out, this really benefits not so much the player, but the team owner.
What this is telling people overall, what this is telling potential candidates is this. It may not just be about how good you are. It may be how advantageous certain owners feel as though this situation makes it for them outside of what you would bring to the table. And that's defeating. That's insulting. That's not the way it should be.
So now, Roger, what's going to end up happening is now we're going to try to hire many of those that are non-whites so somehow we can have a future use for an NFL draft pick.
Here's the deal. This leads to two questions. First of all, is there unfairness in how the NFL ends up selecting their coaches and managers? And if the answer to that question is yes, then is this the best way to correct that problem? This creates all types of negative optics. In fact, the very fact that people like us are talking about it kind of communicates subliminally to everybody in America that the NFL might be racist and they have to correct their racism that they have going on. And this is going to, and if you put a coach who happens to be a minority in a key position and they end up passing this, a lot of fans are going to ask whether or not the guy really is qualified or did they only hire him because they wanted the better draft positions.
Hey, Roger, if I'm mixing apples and oranges, and I preface this, it's quite possible. What if the government came out and said, now follow me for a second.
Government, okay.
What if the government came out and said, hey, Roger, we're going to give you tax incentives. And you know they already do this when it comes to minority ownership. Sometimes you get a better tax advantage as well.
Okay.
It's just the way it is. The government comes out and says, hey, Roger, if you hire more whites than blacks or more blacks than whites, we're going to give you tax credit for a year. And then if you keep them around for 3 years, we'll give you a much bigger tax incentive. And then 5 years after that, we'll give you bigger tax incentives. And what about to the company down the road who still plays by the rules, but they're not looking at the issue of race. Instead, they're looking at the issue of who can do the better job. It does create an unfair advantage, does it not?
It would, especially if you have unemployment in the white community, because they're going to have white guys sitting around, looking at television, hoping that they could get a job. They're sending out their resumes. They're doing the interviews, and they can't get hired because all the perks go to the black hire. Now, obviously, that wouldn't be an issue if there weren't black unemployment that was at a higher level. But I think if everybody works hard and if people would just be more fair, then maybe we wouldn't have these issues. And I understand when it comes to coaches, or any position, people like to hire not necessarily who's the best person. To be frank with you, is just the biggest fallacy ever. People like hire who they like, who they know, and who they trust. And if you're like, known, and trusted, you tend to get the job. Now, why is it that for whatever reason...
I've spent a little bit too long on this than I wanted to, Brand. Okay?
All right.
I'm just saying, I got to get some guests here in a little bit, but I'm with you on some of this. It's a good discussion. The Attorney General, William Barr, says the Department of Justice review of the 2016 Russia investigation is unlikely to produce a criminal investigation of former President Barack H. Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden. Fox News' John Roberts.
The probe into the origins of the Russia investigation. Attorney General Bill Barr saying the Durham inquiry will get to the bottom of what Barr called an unprecedented injustice perpetrated against President Trump. But Barr also ruling out any potential prosecution of former President Barack Obama or former Vice President Joe Biden.
When the U.S. Attorney General was asked this question, he says, Zohel, here was his response.
Now, as to President Obama and Vice President Biden, whatever their level of involvement, based on the information I have today, I don't expect Mr. Durham's work will lead to a criminal investigation of either man.
For you listening out there, why isn't the U.S. Attorney General going, and I'm not advocating he do one way or the other. I just want to find out. Oh, we already know what happened, but let's go a little bit further with the investigations. Roger, why is no criminal charges going to be brought up against the former president and the former VP?
Well, it's very likely that no crime took place. I think that's probably the biggest issue. I mean, obviously, you know, every president, every Justice Department, they've got to look to see now whether or not there's something going on. I don't believe they did anything illegal just for looking. Doing an investigation doesn't necessarily, you know, trigger a criminal act. Now, if they wrongly indicted somebody who they knew was innocent, then that's a different thing. But I don't believe that happened in the Obama administration, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, so is Roger correct? Did the former VP and the former president of the United States, is it possible that they did not commit a criminal activity? Connell Machane from the Fox Business Network points out that many of you are just dying to get on the road this summer.
And it does look like Americans are ready to do some traveling. According to a new survey by the travel company Pilot Flying J, 53% of Americans are planning to take a road trip this summer as more COVID-19 restrictions are loosening up.
As some states look to reopen, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Fox News senior judicial analyst, says, look at the time history. How is it from the months of February through the months of now of March, April, now into May, we really moved from more of a free market area to a police state?
Do not have the authority for the lockdown. Only the legislature does. And the legislature's told us they don't want it. And you cannot write your own laws. The definition of a free state is one where the laws are written to uphold personal liberties. The definition of a police state is one where the laws are written, legitimately or not, to uphold what the government wants. All of a sudden, in a period of 6 weeks, going from a free state, this is happening in all 50 states, to a police state.
So you out there listening, here's the question. What do you think about the NFL's new minority hiring proposals? Is it good to use to make things fair and equitable? What do you think? And also, why is the U.S. Attorney General, as of now, saying no criminal charges will be brought against Barack H. Obama and the former VP, Joe Biden? What is your view on this? You listening? Why do you get two good topics out there to discuss? Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600-904-831-0600. So my question to you at 831-0600, the NFL has a new hiring minority proposal. If you hire those in the black community, hey, basically as a coach, as an assistant coach, a quarterback coach, defense, offense, guess what? You stick around, we're going to give you a better draft pick. Oh, wait, keep them around much longer, we're going to give you up to 3 to 10 advantages into an NFL draft pick. What do you think about that? Is it fair and equitable? And why? I'd like to hear your view. Roger says maybe it's possible that the Obama administration, not so much the Obama, but maybe President Obama and Joe Biden, didn't create any type of criminal activity. Why do you think the bar is not going through with this? I'd love to hear your views. 831-0600, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic southbound on Powers Avenue, right before University. Add about 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny today. The high reaches 92. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 69. Right now, 73 degrees.
Here's Dan Celia with today's stewardship moment.
The disciples, and it seems like a whole lot of other people, wanted to set their agenda for Jesus. The disciples wanted him to go to the crowds And of course, we know that the crowds wanted to crown him king. Jesus knew his mission. Jesus knew his agenda. He had an agenda that had been laid before him by the Father. He was not going to compromise the Father's plan. You know, the Father has a plan for us to stay focused on his will, and that should be a part of our stewardship.
You've just heard a stewardship moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 63 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. During the month of May, Bogers would like to show their appreciation for all our area nurses all month long. Nurses can purchase Dance Go clogs, buy one, get one half off. And through May 6th through May 12th, all nurses can receive an additional 10% off. Plus, there is free shipping through May 31st. Boger Shoes is taking the coronavirus and your safety very seriously. For your protection, Boger staff and seat beds will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Boger's thoughts and prayers are with their customers and community during this difficult time. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Mike on line one. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. A little quick weigh-in on the Biden-Obama thing.
All right.
I think we can call it whatever we want, but there's always political undercurrents on things. And I think Bill Barr recognizes that it would be a very, very dangerous precedent to for a current administration to go after and prosecute a former administration, especially at the highest levels. In this particular case that we're in right now, there was obvious criminal wrongdoing, but it was against, the heads of the FBI and all. So I think it's just a dangerous precedent that he doesn't want to set, because you go down that rabbit hole and everyone that comes in will start investigating the other one for no particular reason.
Yeah, I think, Mike, you bring a very valid point. Mike, but if this had been Trump, and let's say you get Biden in there, you think Biden would try, and maybe some of his DOJ guys, I bet you they try to prosecute Trump, wouldn't they?
I think they probably would. And that's why I said I don't think that you want set up a precedent like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Mike, I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling. I think Mike's got a valid point. Let's go to, again, it's you've got to go after the main actors. If it was minor, what Obama and Biden did, Roger, it's just not worth it. You go after the actors who really had much more of an area where they proceeded to go down this road of the Russia, the unmasking of Mike Flynn and all the other areas.
Well, was it Obama and Biden, or was it people like, you know, Jim Comey that was involved with that?
That's what we're going to find out from Durham.
Okay.
Let's go to, want to go to Woody?
Let's go to Woody.
Hey, Woody.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hey. You're on the air.
Okay, good. Hey, talking about the NFL, you know, I haven't watched the NFL since the Jaguars kneeled down in England, and I haven't missed it a bit. Set yourself free, America. Drop the NFL. That's a worthless organization.
I've been having fun looking at these 2-, 3-, 4-year-old football games from your, because you forget who won, and it's almost like watching a brand new game. So I'm actually having fun watching them.
Yeah, I just got sick of it. It's so political and it's so ridiculous. I used to like to watch football just for the football itself. I like to watch the individual players and see how they could fight and all that. You know, Tony Vaselli was fun to watch him jump offside all the time.
Do you watch college football?
Yeah.
Will you, and I'm going to put you on the spot in a good way, they're going to go down this road of paying or making sure that the players get compensated. I understand why they're doing it. Does it take away from the game, do you think?
A little bit. I've gotten to the point where I want to go watch high school football. I wish they'd start playing more high school football games on TV, because those guys are out there just for the pure fun of it. A lot of them are.
All right. Hey, Woody, I appreciate you weighing in.
Take care.
All right, let me take a quick break. Coming up next, Councilman Rory Diamond. Got to ask him about some JEA stuff. Another good, interesting conversation. All of this, Ed and Roger, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are looking pretty good, but we do have some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed northbound, right before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny today. The high reaches 92. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 69. Right now, 73 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
As we enter into our new normal, we find some things changing, like the basic handshake. It's just not sanitary. So what will take its place? Will we all need to learn sign language so we can properly greet each other from a distance? Perhaps we can revive a gesture from the 90s and do the talk to the hand thing. Well, if all else fails, I guess we could just stand a safe distance apart and say hi. Whatever the new normal looks like, we'll adapt. This message brought to you by...
As we get back to normal, Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies is here for your baking needs. Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies has everything you need to bake your own cakes and cupcakes. Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies can help the do-it-yourselfer, or you can order your next event cake with them. Jacksonville Cake Decorating Supplies, 5547 Fort Caroline Road, just off University Boulevard. They even teach cake decorating classes. Book yours today. Call 513-4865, 513-4865, or visit JacksonvilleCakeSupplies.com. Here's a message from Sharon Mills, Realtor, with Watson Realty Corporation. While we're all faced with challenges dealing with the unanticipated COVID-19 virus, Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. This drastic shift in lifestyle can cause a lot of stress. While most of us have never experienced anything like this pandemic, think of the difficult things we've already conquered. Although we couldn't see the forest for the trees, we remained standing and found the worst behind us. This too shall pass. Don't lose sight of your hopes and dreams. This is a time to dream bigger, for this is America, where dreams never die. On the other side of this, let's not just exist, but thrive. Remember, those who keep moving and have faith when everyone else stops will get closer to their dreams faster. Sharon Mills Realtor wants to hear your dreams. Call her. She's there for you at 904-534-6087. 534-6087.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
WBOB.
Former federal prosecutor also works in the W White House. He's now, of course, the CEO of K9sForWarriors.org and also Jacksonville City Councilperson Rory Diamond. Hey, before I get into the whole JEA thing, why clear this out for the audience? Where am I right or wrong? I just the FBI, the Department of Justice, is going to go after somebody, an investigation. They're going to go after something where they can make it really stick, and not something that's going to be a misdemeanor. You want to bust these guys on a felony. So some people are going to ask, okay, why not investigate or bring up I don't think they should, because I think there's bigger fish to fry. Why are they not going to bring up criminal charges against Barack H. Obama and Joe Biden?
I think the hardest thing to do if you're a prosecutor is prove that someone like them actually did something wrong, right? So, you know, Obama's not writing emails, hey, go investigate this person and do this and break this law. No, he's talking to somebody who talks to somebody who talks to somebody who goes and does it. It's just like the mafia. It's really hard to get to the Don. So you go after the ones you can get.
It's kind of like that movie. Did you ever see that movie, The Firm, with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
Yeah, it's like, well, we want to go after the mob and go, well, wait, why don't you go after the lawyers that launder money for the mob?
Yeah, no. So, I mean, look, they're going after as many people as they can. But when he gets to people as high up as them, I mean, unless there's a blue dress, really tough to get to him.
Yeah. So it's going to be – hey, by the way, you covered this as well. You're a former federal prosecutor. Where is this going into place? I mean, this thing could go well beyond – well, I got to tell you something. I mean, you think this thing could go well beyond if Trump – let's say Trump doesn't get reelected. I think that all these investigations would be pretty much just kind of null and void is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. When there's a new Department of Justice head, things that are politically kind of connected tend to swing that party's direction one way or the other. And so I think that's what you could expect. Don't expect justice to be done for what they did with all this unmasking and all the rest. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, it's amazing. So now they all denied there was any unmasking. Now they are claiming, well, there was a reason why we unmasked. What are we going to find about this whole story with Flynn and Russia?
Well, it all depends on whether anyone who actually knows what happened tells the truth. And that almost never happens. So you've got to do it piece by painful piece, and typically you don't ever get the full picture. But look, just take a step back. The guy was unmasked, and we know all these people were involved. Use your brain. Clearly they were going after him politically.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, listen, coming up next, we got the clips, News 4 Jax, about documents being released that some of these people, I don't know if they're on the payroll, but definitely associated with that of FPL looking to buy JEA, have close ties with the mayor. I want to focus more on what these documents are. Your committee has had a subpoena to show this all to be released, and I'm one more curious of who's, you know, complying with this and who isn't. We'll talk about all of this coming up next with Councilman Rory Diamond, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump threatens to permanently cut U.S. funding to the World Health Organization, withdrawing from the WHO over its response to the coronavirus and its relationship with Communist China. Although it's unproven for fighting COVID-19, the president says he is taking the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine in a bid to ward off the virus. This coming weekend would normally mark the start of the summer travel season, but that was before COVID-19. A GasBuddy.com survey finds the coronavirus has convinced a lot of Americans to cancel their plans for summer road trips. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures currently in the red. Right now, Dow futures are down 60 points, NASDAQ futures off 1, S&P futures 11 points lower ahead of this morning's opening bell. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Last night, outside a restaurant on Hendricks Avenue, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry held his first non-virtual news conference in quite some time. He said that most city government offices will be open again by June 1st, and some city employees are going back to work this week. Amazingly, no one was hurt in a boat fire on the Jolly River yesterday. Nassau County police say it happened near Fernandina Beach in the morning. Passengers escaped on a dinghy. No word yet on what caused that blaze. A woman died and a man was critically injured in a traffic accident in Jacksonville. This was Sunday night on 103rd. Police say a teenager apparently cut off a motorcycle with his car. The man was driving the bike and the woman was the passenger. Jacksonville's Riverside Arts Market will reopen this Saturday. Face masks will be sold, as will prepackaged foods and other essential items. It'll be open from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are looking pretty good, but we do have some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed northbound, right before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 92, some clouds this evening, and then clear after midnight with a low of 69. Right now, 75 degrees. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Jacksonville City offices will reopen by June 1st. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said the Department of Justice's review of the 2016 Russia investigation is unlikely to yield a criminal investigation of former President Barack Obama or former Vice President Joe Biden. And the NFL has a new diversity proposal. It would give draft advantages to teams who hire more minority coaches.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We're learning more about a city council committee's investigation into the now scuttled sale of JEA. New documents have revealed one of the utilities that was an interested buyer was using lobbyists and consultants with close ties to Mayor Curry.
It's gaining a lot of attention is this letter from NextEra, the FPL company, the company that owns FPL, and their involvement in this, and the number of people that have ties to Mayor Curry that were working for FPL.
The list of names of lobbyists, attorneys, and consultants have been raising eyebrows. That's because of the ties some of them have to Mayor Curry and his administration. The mayor's...
All right, that is News 4 Jax's Jim Pickett. So, Rory Diamond, who's on at News America Line, he is the CEO of he's the CEO of the
Canine
our good
Forwards.
Friends at the
Canine.
No,
Forwards.
I know that. I'm looking at a list of this stuff that's on here. I'm reading of those who is on that list of claiming who they weren't part of this. But anyways, Rory Diamond, CEO, of course, CaninesForWarriors.org. So Rory, I'm looking at this list as we're talking right now. According to the news articles out there, your committee, which is like let me explain this for the audience, for those of you just tuning in. This is what's called a special Jacksonville City Council committee investigating the negotiations of JEA. And forget about whatever their ties are with the mayor. There are some of these people on this list that pretty much pleaded the fifth, or they had no knowledge of any type of negotiations. And then we find out that they're friends of the mayor. Forget about the mayor for a second. What do these documents that you subpoena and that were released, what do they show?
Well, first let me say, as the chairman of the committee, I've got to be kind of even-handed here because we're trying to have a very upstanding, okay, honest, you know, fair investigation. And it's never happened before in the city of Jacksonville. No one's ever done something like this. So we're trying to do it the right way. What we did about a month ago was send subpoenas to all the bidders and say, hey, tell us who your lobbyists, consultants, and attorneys are, just so we can know who the players were. And so they all responded. Some of them hadn't hired anybody because they didn't get very far in the process. And some had hired literally everybody in town. Florida Power and Light, for example, their parent company, NextEra, answered last Friday and said essentially every heavy-hitting lobbyist in Jacksonville was working for them.
All right, so Roger brought up an interesting point. Hey, if you're going to do this, don't you hire the people that have all of the stroke in the city that can get this thing done?
Yeah, there's no question, right? I mean, I guess the problem here is that Jacksonville looks really, really bad. It looks like if you hire the right people and you write the right checks, then you're going to get a leg up. And what the purpose of this committee and why we're sending these subpoenas and doing this investigation is to say, no, we follow the rules here in Jacksonville. And if you do what, like, some of the people at JEA did and break the law or rig a process or try to steal from the people, you will get justice. There's no, you know, the good old boy network, we're breaking it. We're trying to get some honesty in our local government.
Yeah, now let's set this straight. Again, Rory Diamond here on our newsmaker line. He, of course, is the Jacksonville City Councilman. This subpoena you asked for didn't insinuate that they broke the law. You didn't call them a bunch of idiots or a bunch of posers, a bunch of losers. You just sat back and said to everybody, we just want to know who was on the list that represents your company for the purchase of JEA. That's all it was, correct?
Correct. That's all we asked.
Okay. Now, were many of these, from what we know, were everybody that was on this list that News 4 Jackson, the Times Union has listed, were a lot of these pro bono? Were they just axes? Were they on the payroll of FPL?
You know, that's not clear to me. I don't know the answer to that. All we asked was, you know, who was working with you on the ITN process. And so I assume that some of them were being paid by the hour or some were on retainer, but I don't know the answer.
Is there a story here? I mean, everybody knows out in the public that, you know, the mayor, you know, depending on what the definition of the word is maybe, but he had friends that were out there. The news media has covered this for the last couple of years, that some of the allies associated with the mayor were doing some, you know, lobbying work whatsoever. What does this do? Is it just kind of pretty much back up what the news has been reporting? I mean, again, this is not new, is it?
Yeah, I don't think we learned anything new. But it's the first time it's in writing that some of these folks, you know, were working for Florida Power and Light related to the ITN process. And so that was the revelation from last week. And that's why I think it got a new you know, truckload of news coverage. The real question is, you know, how does this round out? Like, you know, how do you show, just like we were talking about with Obama and Biden, how do you show what people actually did and didn't do? And, you know, our committee has got limited power, but I think the feds have a lot more control than I do, have a lot more to offer witnesses. And so they will more likely get to the bottom of this than our committee will.
Yeah, where does this – do you guys – fill in for the audience out there. Are you – of course, with COVID, you're probably doing a lot by Zoom. Are you guys having weekly meetings, biweekly meetings with this special investigations committee?
Yeah, we meet about every other week. And there's a ton of work being done in the interim. So, for example, we have a law firm looking at over 3 million documents right now and pulling it together. And I get briefed every couple of days on what's happening, review the hot documents. And let me say this, without question, some of the people at JEA have done some of the – dirtiest, most horrible stealing or attempted theft against the people of Jacksonville than I've ever seen. I'm talking about almost $1 billion they try to heist from us. And it's clear in the emails and the spreadsheets that they knew exactly what they were doing. And anybody pretends, no, this was just a nice stock option bonus plan that they were creating, was totally legit. That's a lie. It was not. It was an attempted theft against the people of Jacksonville.
Now, down the road, I assume this committee is going to be continued, correct?
Yeah, it should be, right? So we have a leadership election coming up, and so the new council president, whoever that may be, is going to have to continue it. And if they don't, I think there'll be political hell to pay, but I guess it's always possible.
So the committee does more investigations. The committee, this is, by the way, these are questions that me and Roger get emailed to us all the time. So
sure.
Will you guys set up, like, you're doing an investigation, then do you bring people in and do you and Randy DeFore and Councilman Priestley, do you guys then start asking your own questions of witnesses that you want to be brought before your committee?
Yeah, so we've done two things. We've done exactly that. You know, I grilled Aaron Zahn for 4 hours. And then the next day he was fired, right? So we've definitely been talking to these folks directly, asking questions. The thing that's more likely, though, is our law firm sits down, swears people under oath, and does a deposition. That way they can spend like 8 or 9 hours or sometimes 2 days with a witness, get all the information. And then those transcripts are public. You know, anybody can read what was asked and answered. And it lets us focus in on the stuff that really matters.
Now, for the audience, and I've got to ask you this, because if I don't, I'll get all the hate mail, because, you know, there's a lot of interesting conspiracies we throw out there. You're not working hand-in-hand. You're not on the payroll of the FBI that's doing an investigation, correct?
No, but if somebody wants to pay me extra, I'm not going to say no.
That's what I keep asking. Would you hire me and Roger to write these questions out?
I don't work for – the only government I work for is the city of Jacksonville, right. And that's as a city councilman.
But now, also, I have to ask these questions because, Roger, you know where I'm going with this.
Right.
You're not conversation, or are you in conversation with members of the FBI that they're giving things to you to look at, you're giving things to them to look at? I mean, these are the questions we get.
The only communication between my office and their office was this. They said, you do what you need to do, and we're going to do what we need to do.
No, it would seem natural for me if you say the deposition records are public, that they probably have someone getting those depositions as soon as they're available. Am I correct, or you don't need to know that?
No. Well, so I don't know the answer to that, but I'll tell you, it would be impossible to imagine that they're not looking at what we're doing. The best example is the FBI and the grand jury, the federal grand jury, sent this huge subpoena to JEA. And if you read all the documents they're asking for, it's an almost exact mirror of the documents we asked for 2 months before that.
Okay.
So clearly, we're all asking the same questions and on the same trail.
I would assume, as a former federal prosecutor, by the way, Rory Diamond, CEO of K9sForWarriors.org, is here on our newsmaker line, also former federal prosecutor and Jacksonville City Councilman. In many aspects, what has been a typical investigation? And I'm not asking you to speak for the FBI. I'm saying when you've done this,
sure.
Do you bring people in, then you look at documents, or do you bring in documents, and then you bring people in, and then you relook at other documents of maybe they may agree or disagree with what the people you brought in said or didn't say?
Yeah, so typically you do documents and investigations with kind of like the easy stuff to get first. For example, if you have somebody who comes forward from some company that's doing something wrong, you get them in the grand jury, ask them all these questions, and then you go after the target. It looks to me, just from the outside, that the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office is beyond just kind of collecting information. I think they have targets in mind, given what that subpoena says that they send.
Rory, for public record, how many have, as of now, has not, this is your committee now, how many of you all subpoena individuals?
Individuals? So we subpoenaed 17 of the bidders. So that's companies that were bidding on it. And then we subpoenaed or sent a request to JEA for, millions of documents. Actual people, we've not had to subpoena them yet. We've said, hey, come show up, be sworn under oath, answer our questions, or we're going to subpoena you. And thus far, they've all agreed.
Oh, really? So they haven't. So you didn't have to subpoena some of these people?
Not yet. I mean, the day is going to come where someone simply tells us to pound sand and we'll have to go to court and enforce a subpoena.
Without
but we
mentioning names, I don't want to put you in a weird spot. And how many people have do you ask them or do people come forward voluntarily?
So we nicely asked them. I mean, I'm a reasonable guy. I say, listen, come in, spend 8 hours, be deposed under oath, do it nicely, or you can have 8 hours with me interrogating you in the council chambers with the entire world watching. And by the way, if you don't come in, we can go to court and force you to. So I think they've all elected to go ahead and just do a deposition thus far. Now, I'm telling you, today's going to come where we have to go fight. But
oh, I know. Trust me. I get that part. I wish somebody would subpoena me. I just want to make the news. Having said that, how many people, without mentioning any names, how many people have you asked and how many have you already just questioned? I'm not saying you've insinuated. You've not accused them. It's just a conversation you have. How many?
Look,
30, 40?
No, being asked questions, right, is not doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. We've talked to all sorts of people who are heroes in this situation, really, who are blowing the whistle and saying, hey, there's a problem here. We're over 40 witnesses that we've talked to, and that includes the Office of General Counsel helping us also. They did lots and lots of investigating.
Hold on, wait. That's 40 now. Forget about the subpoena for a second. 40 now, and that number could go hypothetically as how high?
I think we'll probably be around 50, 60 people we would have talked to before it's all said and done.
Wow. What a number, Roger.
Yeah. Interesting. And again, as Rory said, not everyone they talk to is necessarily a bad actor. They could be someone who knows something that they, are kind of being the honest whistleblower in the situation.
Hey, Rory,
and that's 100% right.
Go ahead.
We talk to lots of people who I would say, hey, man, under withering circumstances, you stood up and did the right thing. So congratulations. Thank you. But I'll say this. This never happened before in the city of Jacksonville. We've never done an investigation like this. And I think it's a good sign that our city is like, no, this old way of doing things where we're corrupt and dirty just can't work. We have to, if we're going to be an international city, we have to have the rule of law. We have to follow these things and do things right so that people from out of town feel like they can come here and invest and they're not going to get roasted, that they're going to come here and they're going to be treated fairly.
So do you get calls from people that aren't even on your list that will sit back and say, hey, Rory, we think we may have some substantial information. What do you do? Do they submit some sort of paperwork to you? Would they have a list? Or do you interview everybody?
So a couple of things. I get a call every couple of days with somebody who says, I know what happened. I've got this. And I would say that 80%
right?
of them have not been helpful. But I get it. They're passionate, and I don't have any issues with that. The other 20%, you know, there's been some interesting things that have come forward that have led us down different avenues. Wow. And so I'll turn that over to our lawyers who then ask the right questions and go see some of these folks. And we even refer a couple of people to the FBI, said, listen, that's not in our purview, but definitely go talk to the government about this.
So Roger, I was going to be kind of curious. Mm-hmm. Now you get some people that claim they have news, and then about 3 minutes you realize, okay, I showed up for this.
Exactly. You know, the FBI probably has to be thrilled, though, that Rory is working on this, being a former federal prosecutor. You know what to look for and what questions to ask, correct?
Yeah, so we're hitting the bushes, right? And some of the birds are flying out. It should make their job easier and probably more interesting at times, because they have the benefit of a federal grand jury, which is secret, and they get to bring people in. And mm-hmm. It's a powerful device they have. Okay. But we're hopefully plowing the road for them.
Rory, before I let you go, Roger, I have a brilliant idea. You ready?
Uh huh.
Rory, can you subpoena me and Roger and let it be known so we can send a news press release to all the news groups out there? We get the cameras out there, and me and Roger can get some sort of publicity.
Perp walks are not good publicity yet.
What? Anyway, all right. Hey, listen.
All publicity is good publicity, right?
I know, man. Councilman Rory Diamond, he is the CEO of K9sForWarriors.org. Hey, Rory, thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks, guys. Happy to have you.
All right, man. Hey, he's fun. I always like having him on, especially this whole JEA stuff. So anyway, 48 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Gate Parkway headed southbound, just between the Town Center Parkway and JTB. Add about 2 extra minutes, and if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 92, some clouds this evening, and then clear after midnight with a low of 69. Right now, 75 degrees.
A coronavirus update brought to you by Tools for a Time on Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. Florida's COVID-19 cases now total more than 46,400. 1,997 Floridians have lost their lives. Mayor Lenny Curry held an in-person news conference today at Toscana's Little Italy restaurant on Hendricks Avenue. He said the restaurant is a great example of opening slowly and responsibly, and said other restaurants and retail establishments are doing the same. The mayor also said he expects most city offices to be open by June 1st with appropriate safety measures in place. The city is looking to increase COVID-19 testing in all areas. He's talking with private business about ways to partner and open more testing sites. The Florida State University system is looking into ways to get up and running safely this fall. They're asking each individual university to form a plan by the end of June so they can review and then make a system-wide plan. Thank you for what you're doing to help stem the spread of this virus. Keep listening for more updates.
Are you still waiting on your stimulus check? Create your own stimulus with a turnkey business package from Tools for a Time. For 25 years, Tools for a Time has helped people achieve the dream of being their own boss with commercial landscape packages powered by Exmark. Exmark mowers are the most trusted brand in the industry and proudly built right here in America. Now is the best time to buy, with rebates up to $1,000 off and 0% financing with no payments for 120 days. Let Tools for a Time and Exmark get you back to work today. Online at toolsforatime.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. From now until May 23rd, we're holding our big diamond sale, and now is the best time to buy a quality diamond of a carat or more. Here are a few reasons. First, the COVID-19 pandemic closed down almost all of the diamond trade centered in New York. Our diamond cutters asked us to house their inventories of big diamonds so they could make shipments from Jacksonville to both their wholesale and retail customers around the country. But most importantly, that allows us the ability to sell from their vast stock at brokerage prices you have to see to believe. All of these diamonds are graded for cut, color, and clarity and have independent laboratory grading reports from the most respected labs. Now, along with this vast collection of big diamonds, we put all of our own meticulously selected loose diamonds and engagement-style rings on sale at prices from 5 to 25% off, including Forevermark diamonds. We also take trade-ins. But remember, this sale ends May 23rd at Underwood San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Z, the founder at Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street, would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-through from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Heroes, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest, now try Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
House of Representatives passing the biggest bill in congressional history, a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package.
Liberals didn't think that the bill went far enough. They wanted more spending. Republicans said that this bill was wasteful.
Roger Henderson, Ed Dean, good to have everybody here. A few minutes left. Don't forget that we got the podcast coming up next after the morning show at WBOB.com. Click on the Ed Dean Extra. Here's one from Ernie. Ed, almost $4 trillion the liberals wanted, and yet no Republicans voted for this one, but they voted for the other one. But it was only about what, Ed? $1.5 to $2 trillion. Now it's going to be, as some would say, the worst of the two evils of who we're going to vote for when it comes to government spending. Wow.
Yeah.
On that one right there. Here's one from Sammy. Ed, enjoy the interview you and Roger had with Rory Diamond. He seems like a straight shooter. I would love to have it become a reality show and find out who's being asked what.
Yeah, you know what? Well, you know what? It's probably too late to do that right now, but that'll be real cool to have cameras rolling during all these depositions. Yeah.
Here's one from, this is from Mandy. She says, it's going to be interesting who he's going to have to subpoena. Ed, which you know, and you also know, Roger, that means for somebody who really probably doesn't want to talk. I agree with you. Mm. Here's one from, this one's from Melanie. Hey, Ed, you asked the right question. He says that he's had over 30 to 40 people and could go up to 60. What are the odds? Let's get a pool going. It could reach up to 75 or 80. Here's one from Steven. Ed, great idea. Have you and Roger say, we want to be subpoenaed. We refuse to go in and then go in there for about 3 minutes. You guys have nothing to give, but at least you get on the camera and get your 15 minutes worth of fame.
And we could always plead the fifth, too, you know?
Yeah, always plead the fifth on that one. Roger, that's a great idea. We could keep it going.
Yeah.
Here's one from Mallory. She says, Ed, I do like Mayor Lenny Curry, but I will admit, for the mayor who sat there and told us that he did not endorse or supporting the sale of JEA, why are all of his closest allies involved with selling it to FPL? That's a great question. Great question. 831-0600, Ed and Roger, The Morning Show, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Gate Parkway headed southbound, just between the Town Center Parkway and JTB. Add about 2 extra minutes, and if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and maybe rain by afternoon, the high 92. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 69. Right now, 76 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
It's not too early to consider the kind of country we want from the November election. The contrast could not be more stark. From the basement of his home in Delaware, Joe Biden delivered a commencement address to graduating students at the University of Delaware. Biden spoke of global citizenship, globalism, and globalists. In fact, Biden said this coming election is the last best hope for globalists. He meant it as something he wants to help implement. This has been the left's goal for decades: tear down unworthy, overly successful America and make us no better than any other country. Rather than promote our successes and serve as an example to other nations, globalists want us to follow them. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has said we can learn much from the laws and constitutions, if they have one, of other nations. To globalists, America is a problem, not a solution. This is the bilge Biden tried to sell to college graduates. Why do universities invite such unbalanced speakers like Joe to finish the political propaganda they've drummed in for 4 years? The question answers itself. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The stock market is tanking. Unemployment will likely reach an all-time high. Experts are saying the worst is yet to come, but what we need now is a solution. We have Colin Plume, president of Noble Gold, for some advice. What can Americans do now to prepare for a financially secure future?
It's time to invest in assets that are sure to maintain value through any economic disaster, such as gold, silver, and other precious metals. Holding shares in companies that might not be there next year doesn't make any sense to me, and the markets are made up of hundreds of companies just like this. Take a look at the Dow Jones from 25 years ago. There are less than a handful of companies that have survived the test of time, such as Kodak and Westinghouse. But the precious metals market is not only surviving, it's thriving.
That's encouraging, Colin. But how do our listeners, especially ones without financial savvy, explore the best strategies for their specific needs? And do we even have gold left? I heard there's a shortage.
We have helped thousands secure their investment and ready to help more. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
The Obamagate floodgates are opening. What do you need to know about the biggest political scandal in American history? Tune in to America First with me, Dr. G, with Joe DiGenoa and Victoria Tansing for the latest updates. Congressman Steve Scalise on why Nancy doesn't want to come back to work. And then my buddy Boris Epstein and Jennifer Horn on the latest crazy developments in D.C. and California.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB.
Quick Pass Face Morning Show. Ed and Roger, is it, we do it every morning. So anyway, hey, Roger, by the way, as you know, a lot of the beaches have reopened, but somebody's been asking me questions. As you know, we've had several invites to go down to Fort George to go take the boat out, and you know, it's, you have like this sandbar. I don't know if this is true, but is there social distancing involved with some of that?
I think there's still social distancing at the beach. I don't, I'm not sure.
Yeah, with the boats.
Yeah, with the boats. But as far as the beach, yeah, they still want you to stay 6 feet away, even at the
so somebody email me. We've got a lot of emails. You can also email me throughout the day, ed@wbob.com. That's ed@wbob.com. I always make sure Roger gets all the good ones as well. And a lot of people just always like to vet. So we prefer that, and I'll shoot you back an email. Hey, thankful to God every day for the radio show. Thankful all of you that tuned in. As I always say, I'm the happiest behind the mic, also with my good buddy Roger Henderson. The podcast comes up next. Go to WBOB.com. Click on the Ed Dean Extra. While you're there, download the radio app. It's free, no monthly charge, no pop-ups. WBOB.com. Tomorrow morning, Wednesday already, 6 a.m., we kick it off. Ed and Roger, The Morning Show on Talk Radio WBOB.